faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman's friends, refusing to admit defeat in their desperate search for the Man of Steel, arrive one step closer to the whereabouts of the murderous villains.
Say, when you go on hikes this summer or to camp, you'll sure be glad to have one of those secret money belts those super delicious whole wheat flakes Kellogg's Pep has for you. It's a real, genuine United States Army money belt. The very same money belt that GIs used for carrying their personal letters and photos and identification. And you can do the same. It's genuine GI equipment. It's made of khaki with three secret compartments, one large pocket and two smaller ones. Now, there's a special flap that folds over on the inside and keeps the pocket secret so nobody but you need know what's in them. This genuine Army money belt is made of sturdy, water-resistant cloth. It has a full-size buckle, and it's adjustable so it'll fit you slick. You can wear it under your coat or your jacket or on the outside, and you can wear it around your waist or slung over one shoulder. Now, GIs paid a dollar for their money belts, but all you do is to mail 10 cents plus a box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep and your name and address to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now remember, send your dime with one Kellogg's Pep box top and your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. And don't put it off. The orders are coming in thick and fast, so hurry. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Near death when he was found by the famous Batman, a hoodlum called Punchy told him that Bud Smith, the missing baseball star, was a prisoner of Big George Latimer, a dishonest politician in a metropolis bungalow. Believing Bud Smith to be Superman, who was suffering from loss of memory, Batman hurried to the bungalow with Robin, his young companion, and Police Inspector Henderson. But to our friend's dismay, the bungalow was deserted. And as we continue now, in the small living room, Henderson faces Batman angrily. Listen.
Hang it, Batman. Once again, you've brought me out on a wild goose chase.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you think I've got nothing else to do but follow up your bum steers?
Now look, Inspector.
This is the third time in 1 month that you've dragged me out on a phony lead. First, you made me search Big George Latimer's house for Superman, then for Clark Kent, and now you drag me way out here to look for Bud Smith, whom you say is Kent.
I know,
now
but...
we don't find Smith. We don't find Kent. We don't find Latimer. We don't find anybody.
Now, look, Inspector. I told you, a fellow who worked for Latimer gave us the lead that Bud Smith or Clark Kent was here.
Yeah. And he was not only dying at the time and didn't know what he was talking about, but was half drunk besides.
I think he knew full well what he was talking about. He knew
well,
all right.
You know, Batman, the trouble with you is you got it into your head that Big George Latimer is behind the disappearance of Superman.
I'm sure he
is. And so, when anybody else disappears, Kent or Bud Smith, you think Latimer must be behind that, too.
Well, naturally, they're all the same person.
What's that?
Did you say they're all three the same person?
Well, Clark Kent and Bud Smith are the same person. Kent lost his memory, you know.
That's what you say. But you can't make me believe that. Kent may look like Smith, but that's all. Why, this Smith's a terrific athlete. And everybody knows Kent couldn't hold his own in a game of marbles.
Just the same, Inspector. Take my word for it that Kent is Smith.
Rubbish. Now, look. If you fellas don't lay off Latimer, you're going to get yourselves and me into serious trouble. He's a big man in this state, you know, and if you think you can get...
Inspector.
Yeah? What is it, Hilly?
We checked up on who lives in this bungalow like you ordered.
Well?
It's rented by a Dr. Gerald Marsh.
Marsh?
Who's he?
The neighbor says he's a refugee, quiet guy, minds his own business. He's connected with a little hospital. Sounds in the up and up to me, Inspector.
Yeah, it does to me, too. Well, Batman, are you satisfied now?
Not yet. Where's Dr. Marsh now, Sergeant?
The hospital says he's out of town for a couple of days. They expect him back tomorrow.
I see. Do you mind if Robin and I give this place a quick once-over, Inspector?
I certainly do mind.
But, Inspector,
now
if we
don't...
Now, get
this, Batman. And you too, Robin. Lay off Latimer. And stop playing games with the police department, or you're going to get into trouble. Now, get out of this place and stay out. We're going back to headquarters, Healy. Come on.
Headquarters.
Here we are out in the cold again.
Yes. Thanks to Henderson, we can't follow our hunches to Kent.
Look, Batman, maybe the inspector's right about Punchy not knowing what he was talking about.
I don't believe it, Robin. I'm sure Punchy knew what he was talking about, all right. And I'm convinced he was stabbed to keep his mouth shut.
Well, maybe. Anyhow, we know that Bud Smith isn't here, and neither is Big George Latimer,
right.
So...
But I think they were here. Come on.
Where?
I hate to disobey Henderson, but Kent's life is at stake. So we're going to let ourselves back into Dr. Marsh's house again and hope we can pick up some clue as to where Latimer took Kent. It's our only chance.
You're the boss. Let's go.
As Batman and Robin let themselves back into Dr. Marsh's bungalow, the owl-eyed physician and Big George Latimer are in the cellar of a secluded farmhouse about 35 miles from Metropolis. On a rough cot, still wearing the baseball uniform of the Titans, Superman lies in a restless sleep. 2 feet away on a crate rests the jagged piece of green glowing kryptonite, the strange metallic substance from the exploded planet on which Superman was born, and which, when brought within 10 feet of him in the atmosphere of Earth, steals every ounce of strength from his powerful body.
Look at him, Marsh. The great Superman. Helpless at my feet. I swore I'd get even with him. And I have.
Yeah, Mr. Latimer. That is, if nothing happens.
What do you mean? That stuff you're feeding him. The liquefied kryptonite is working, isn't it?
Do not worry about the kryptonite. It works well.
And why do you keep saying, if nothing happens?
Because I am worried, Mr. Latimer.
Worried about what?
This place, this farm. We were here once before, you know. And Batman and Robin successfully chased us here. Is that not so?
Relax. They drew a blank here once, so they won't return. Anyhow, we'll be through by midnight. Then we'll clear out.
But what if Batman and Robin come here before midnight?
Don't worry about them, I tell you. I'm sure they won't show up again because there's no reason for it. But if they do, they won't get far. I've got a gang of tough men, men I can trust, guarding this place.
Very well, Mr. Latimer, if you think it's safe...
I do. Look, isn't it time to give Superman another dose of the liquefied kryptonite?
Oh, yeah, I will get it. Will you wake him up, please, Mr. Latimer?
That will be a pleasure. Get up, Superman. Get up, I said. Get up!
Treatments make him sleepy.
I'll wake him up. Wake up, you. Superman! Wake up! Superman!
Huh? What did you call me?
I called you Superman. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
I know. Is that my name?
Don't you know?
Oh, that's strange. I can't seem to remember my name.
Maybe it's Bud Smith?
Bud Smith?
Yes. Does that sound familiar?
No. No, it doesn't. Tell me why am I...
You hear that, Doc? He's even forgotten about being Bud Smith, the baseball star.
Sorry, I don't seem to understand anything. Tell me, who am I? What's happened to me? Oh, why can't I move?
Listen to him. This is worth $1 million to me, Doc.
Doc, are you a doctor?
Yeah, drink this milk. It will make you feel stronger.
It will. All right, I'll drink it. Oh, but I can't raise my hand.
I will hold the glass for you.
Oh.
Here, drink.
Thank you.
Just 6 more doses, eh, Marsh?
Yeah. Every 2 hours for 12 more hours. Then he will be finished forever, Mr. Latimer.
Floatingly, Big George Latimer watches Superman drink the milk in which the deadly liquefied kryptonite has been mixed. 12 more hours, says Dr. Marsh, and the Man of Steel will be finished. Can anything save him now? We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Say, you want a safe hiding place for your secret codes, identification, money? Then hurry, 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 and send for the genuine Army Money Belt that super delicious Kellogg's Pep is offering you boys and girls. They're going fast. This offer is good for only a few more days. This belt is the real GI article with three secret compartments. There's a special flap that folds over on the inside, so there's no chance of anybody finding out what you're carrying. This money belt will come in mighty handy when you go on hikes this summer or off to camp. This is the real thing, a genuine Army money belt in khaki color. It has a full-size buckle, and it's adjustable so it'll fit any size waist. You ask any ex-GI you know, and he'll tell you how tricky this money belt is and that it cost him a dollar, so you're getting a real bargain. All you do is to mail 10 cents and one box stop from a package of crisp, delicious Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. And don't forget, print your name and address clearly. You got that straight now? For your genuine Army money belt with three secret compartments, mail one dime and one box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is good for only a few more days, so send in your order right away. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As we continue now, Batman and Robin have been searching Dr. Marsh's bungalow in Metropolis. Robin is about ready to admit defeat when suddenly Batman cries out.
Hey, Robin.
What, Batman?
Look at this little book I found behind one of the blocks in the fireplace. It's a diary.
Oh, so what? I'm not in the mood for diaries now.
No, well, listen to this. Dachau, May 24th.
Dachau? That was a German concentration camp.
Uh-huh, listen. Today I performed 21 interesting brain operations as experiments. The patients died, but it does not matter. They were all Poles and Jews. Tomorrow I shall perform many more operations. The living human guinea pigs here are unlimited.
Christopher Columbus. What devil wrote that?
Dr. Marsh, I think.
Marsh? The fellow who lives in this bungalow?
Yes. But apparently his real name is Marshak. Dr. Gerhard Marshak. See, it's written here on the cover of the book.
You like that? Imagine a rotten, murderous German concentration camp doctor living right here in Metropolis.
How about that? I wonder... Great Scott, Robin, look.
Now what?
This is a German driving license issued to Dr. Gerhard Marshak. Look at the photograph attached to the license. You recognize that man?
I say, yes, he looks familiar,
You saw him about a month ago at a farm. The place where we thought we'd trace Superman to from the old mill.
Holy smokes, I remember now. Superman wasn't there, but this guy was.
Right. And now Superman, I mean Clark Kent's trail, leads to this German doctor again.
Say, do you think this Nazi rat is tied up with Big George Latimer?
Obviously. Come on, Robin. We're going back out to that farm again. And maybe this time we will find Superman.
Closely followed by his young companion, Batman rushes from Dr. Marsh's house to his powerful bat-shaped car. And a moment later, he and Robin are en route to the farm where we know Superman is. But Batman and Robin are alone, and Big George Latimer has a small army of tough armed henchmen guarding the scene. What will happen as Superman's last hours tick away? There's a thrill a minute for you in tomorrow's action-packed episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Don't fail to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Bet you've got a lot of fun planned for tomorrow. Sure, that's what summer days are for. So start your fun right at breakfast with Kellogg's Crumbles. These shreds of real whole wheat have a mellow-rich, just-right flavor that sure is exciting. And when you top off your bowl of Kellogg's Crumbles with frosty, chilled berries and sugar, then pour on cool milk, oh, man, you've got a breezy, refreshing breakfast treat that'll keep you busy on that bowl right down to the last wonderful spoonful. Try them tomorrow. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.